Blue Jays and Angels. Marcus Stroman would take the hill for Toronto. He would square off against Cole Calhoun here in the third inning.
Here's the next pitch. Calhoun, I think, asked for time. And did he get it or not?
Not Mattersburg.
Yeah. Actually, Stroman went through with the pitch, and apparently the pitch counts, even though it looked like Cole Calhoun was trying to get timeout called, and it's going to be ball four. He's now just tossed John Gibbons out of the ball game. So Trout will dig in. He singled his first time up. Here's the pitch on Mike, and he's going to get another base hit. He one hops that one through the right side into right field. Calhoun will stop at second. Trout is two for two. He didn't waste any time. First ball swinging, and now Albert will be the batter with two on and two outs. He's already had a hit today. Albert's had a good series. He's had five hits and 11 at-bats with three runs batted in. He's been up in a lot of scoring opportunities in this series. The three RBIs all came on one hit with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. He chops this one out on the left side and through. That's going to bring in Cole Calhoun. Trout will head to third, gets there safely. Now Albert with the RBI single over there at first base, and the Angels have a 1-0 lead. As mentioned, Brooks Pounder's warming up. Just joined the Angels today up from AAA Salt Lake. Here's the pitch. That ball's lifted high in the air. It's hit well to left field. It's going to leave. That one ends up bouncing back into the Angels' bullpen. That's a two-run homer right there. And now Toronto on top. It's 2-1. Travis's first home run of the season. Here's Cole Calhoun batting. He lines one into right center field. Diving and making the grab on that one is Pilar, and that'll end the inning. Well, we saw Calhoun make a similar type play against Toronto last night, and Pilar does it against Calhoun here today. Another 1-2-3 inning for Stroman. Next pitch will be number 100 for Stroman. Here it comes, and it's chopped out near second base. Could be two. Going to the bag himself is Travis at second, fires the first, and the ball game is over. It ends on a 4-3 double play. And that's it for the Angels today.
6-2 Blue Jays is your final score. In his third career complete game, Marcus Stroman strikes out five, allowing just one earned run. The Angels have now lost 10 of their last 12. Mike Socha and the Angels lose to the Blue Jays on Sunday 6-2 as they fall victim to Marcus Stroman's third career complete game. Here's the Angels skipper on the loss.
Well, it's an automatic ball on a quick pitch if you're not letting the hitter get set in the box and you deliver a pitch that's obviously with the intent of just being a quick pitch to throw him off. It's an automatic ball. Daniel did a great job. I think he got to a point of the game where he had been pitching and, was really almost at the max of where we felt good where his pitch count should be. Got through five innings and he did what we had hoped for this afternoon. Well, we had an idea of where, the functionality, where the game was and where we thought some matchups might be, and it was a good point. He got us to a good point. Everybody's been pitching a lot down there, and it's one of those days that it, came back and got us a bit. But they've all been taking the ball. D. Guerra, Jose Alvarez, and, Blake Parker, all the guys have just been taking the ball and doing a nice job. Comes a point where, it'll get you, and it did this afternoon.
What did you think of the offense against Stroman? What did you think of Stroman did for you guys?
He's got good stuff. Pitched a good game. We had some opportunities early and got one run, got out of it with a double play ball, by Krohn, but he pitched a good game.
Last of the four-game set will be on Monday. Francisco Liriano takes the hill for the Blue Jays. He'll square off against the Angels' Jesse Chavez.